What's on, y'all? Welcome back to Knowledge Drinker Podcast. This is KJ, and today I'm going to speak on influence. I'm going to first start off by saying, you know, God is my number one influencer. But besides God, you know, people like Jim Rohn, Todd Lopez, Oprah, Steve Harvey, you know, the list goes on and on. But today I'm going to be speaking on my top five favorite artists who influenced me and inspired me to become an influencer to others, how their craft was an influence to me. You know, number one is Lil Wayne. Like, his art motivated me to realize how creative I could be with my craft. Like, I make sure that I treat every page with a proper level of focus. So even if my audience don't take my craft as seriously as they should, I want to make sure while they skimming through my pages or skimming through my podcast, I still want to make sure they hear or read something that they could use to help utilize their life in any way, shape, or form. And the next thing that influenced me as much about Wayne, by me knowing how successful he is, I always had the mentality like, all right, if he could be that successful, why can't I? Because, you know, we both from the same city. So that's why Wayne influenced me as much as he do. And the second person is Big Sean. You know, Sean's music made me realize how big of an impact I could have on people, how his songs had on me. You know, he said many of inspiring lines, but one of my favorite lyrics of his, he said, I'm still taking more risks than I do suggestions. And this made me realize how I don't always have to take people advice when they tell me, okay, you need to go to college to be as successful as you want to be with what you're doing. So by me hearing that from Sean, like, I look for confirmation on it as well. And the confirmation that I received while in seek of knowing why I should take more risks than I do suggestions is the simple phrase of knowing that, what the name of that phrase? Without risk, you cannot grow. And that simply helped me, you know what I'm saying, to realize how I do have to take calculated risks. And I'm not out here just head first, like basically meaning that I'm not out here just trying to go attempt things that I haven't previously studied. I don't have no type of information on. And I hope to encourage my audience to do the same thing as well. Like, if that's something that y'all want to do, make sure you do as much research on it as possible and make sure that you study in the person who's the top guy in it, you know, top guy or female in the career that you're trying to pursue. And the third person is Drake. You know, by me watching his interviews and hearing him talk about his work, that is one of the main reasons I realize how I have no other choice but to give my craft everything I have. Like, besides his accolades and everything, like, all that is confirmation to me to believing that I'll one day reap the benefits off of, you know what I'm saying, from working so hard on my craft and what I consistently do. And the fourth person is, you know, Meek Mill. Like, Meek music, wardrobe, and endorsement deals is what also inspired me to be consistently and work on my craft. Because, like I said, I know that there's something at the end of the road, basically, that'll reward me from being persistent with what I do. And, like, which perfectly, and like, another thing that I learned that inspired me, that influenced me about Meek is, like, the flashy lifestyle. Like, I make sure that that's something I want to do because, like, I'm a Leo and I don't care if I'm going to the store, whatever the case may be. I always make sure that I'm like, dressed to impress, whatever the case may be, which also influenced me to realize how, when I do make it or become successful as I want to be, how I want to branch off into the clothing line and, you know what I'm saying, other varieties and stuff like that. But the next thing, this Meek topic is what perfectly bring me into my next person who influenced me as well. You know what I'm saying? Yo Gotti. Like, Gotti is another influence because by me listening to his music, I noticed how much better I feel about handling most of my responsibilities. Like, by me first off being a boss of my own mind and then potentially helping others, you know what I'm saying, to become that as well. Basically meaning that once I make it, hope I have enough resources to put others in position to become as successful as me, even more. You know, and like another one of his lyrics that relate to me as well, and the reason why he, you know what I'm saying, in my top five favorite artists, is one of his lines. He said, "I was acting a fool, I was a freshman, and I was the freshest in school." And I realized how that correlated with, how that coexisted with me so well, because, like, in high school, I was acting a fool, you know what I'm saying? I ain't take high school seriously, but I noticed how when I went to college, I did feel like I was the freshest in school. I always came to dress to impress females, or, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be. But that's why those top five people influence me as much as they do. And the last thing I want to speak on is learning from Richard Branson. He's not an artist, but I want to speak on, I learned from Richard Branson. He said, "If your dreams don't scare you, they're too small." And, like, since I heard this advice, like, my perspective towards his philosophy was easily adaptable, because I correlated this to what I learned from Earl Schoaf. You know, Earl Schoaf is Jim Rohn's mentor. Earl Schoaf said, "Make large plans, for they do have the power to stir man's blood." And, you know, I spoke on this topic back in my previous episodes and my previously books that I've written. I'm going to say that again, what I learned from Earl Schoaf. He said, "Make large plans, for they do have the power to stir man's blood." And that simply means that if you do have a big goal, like, and you're not as ambitious about it, like, it's kind of hard to fulfill it, because to me, like, being ambitious about what you want to do is one of the key elements to staying consistent with it. And that's all I had to speak on today. Tomorrow I speak on repetition. I just want to appreciate everybody for listening. It's KJ.